show of support. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and First Lady Jill Biden both making separate stops Sunday in Ukraine. Justin Trudeau in Kyiv.
We began our day today with a visit to Irpin, where I witnessed firsthand the brutality of Russia's illegal war, of neighborhoods battered, homes destroyed. But I also witnessed the resilience of Ukrainians as people rebuild, as people stood, even outnumbered, 8-1, to defend not just their homes, but the entire city behind them of Kyiv.
First Lady Jill Biden making an earlier unannounced visit to Ukraine and meeting with Ukraine's First Lady in Uzhhorod. A strong earthquake shaking the seas between eastern Taiwan and southwestern Japan Monday, but there's no danger of a tsunami. Japan saying the 6.6 magnitude quake hit off the island of Yonaguni, about 66 miles east of Taiwan. Taiwan measuring the quake at a magnitude 6.1, about 17 miles deep. Protesters continuing to gather outside the homes of Supreme Court justices following the publication of a leaked draft opinion suggesting the court plans to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Police on hand as protesters showed up outside the homes of Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Earlier, Clarence Thomas said the court will not be bullied into making decisions. The addresses of some conservative justices posted online by pro-choice groups. Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote Wednesday to codify abortion rights into law in the wake of the leaked Supreme Court opinion.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Roe v. Wade gave women the right to access abortion nationwide. Gas prices rising again. The average price for a gallon of regular up 15 cents in the past 2 weeks to $4.38 a gallon, according to the Lundberg survey. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Words of caution from the White House COVID coordinator regarding an uptick in COVID cases across the U.S.
Dr. Ashish Jha says the number of people that could be affected may extend into the tens of millions. He said on ABC's This Week that vaccinations and boosters will be important because if Americans get complacent with the virus and variants,
we're going to have a lot of waning immunity. This virus continues to evolve, and we may see a pretty sizable wave of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths this fall and winter.
Dr. Jha says Congress is being asked for billions in new funding to ensure enough testing and treatment for Americans moving forward. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Gusty and sustained winds still hampering efforts to battle a big wildfire in northeast New Mexico that's burned an area twice as large as the city of Philadelphia. A video released by police in Alexandria, Virginia, recorded by employees at an eyeglass store during a robbery last month.
We started seeing this trend of eyeglass stores being targeted earlier this year around Washington. Six were hit in January alone. Another in March cost a Georgetown store over $100,000 worth of merchandise. $20,000 is about the average, though, and that's what this group took when this group of young men unleashed on the My Eye Doctor store in the D.C. suburb of Alexandria. Communities around the country have been plagued by similar heists where the goal is to quickly resell the high-end frames. Fairfax County Police are advising employees in the area who work in eyewear stores to be on alert, especially if they see individuals entering in a group and wearing items to conceal their identities.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The search for survivors continues at the site of an apparent natural gas explosion in Cuba. That blast killing at least 31 people at the five-star Hotel Saratoga that was undergoing renovations in Old Havana and was getting ready to reopen this week. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.